No, it's 50, no, it's 40p.
What do we do? 56?
50, it's 40.
We're in a pub just south of Oxford, and what you can hear is the sound of my mum and her friends working out how best to split the bill.
40p!
I grew up around here, and it would be fair to say that it is a moneyed area. I'm home for the weekend, and I've brought up the subject of wealth with some of our local family friends to find out what they think about the different types of wealth around here, the pressures of trying to keep up, and of course, the big question, does money make you happy?
But I think you can see wealth in our area, in what schools the children go to, what vehicles the people drive, what houses they're living in. There's wealth shows itself in those.
There is wealth, but I think also you can see people choose to spend their money in different ways. When we were all at prep school, there were some people that drove the really flash cars, they had the big house, they had the school fees. But what you didn't know was actually they'd remortgage the house to do that, to keep up with everybody else.
You want to fit in.
You want to fit in, and there is an element of that, I think, living in this environment.
Because if you go up to, say, St Albans and around there, that is very, you know, exclusive. I think it's exclusive, isn't it? When you've got new money, so you've got a lot of old money around Henley, and because it is quite a farming area, and the farmers are quite well off. I had a friend over the other day who only shops in Harrods. You can be so easily influenced by the way other people treat money that you can just be pulled along. So my philosophy is, if they're having entrecote steak, I'll have to as well. Because otherwise, if you have poached egg on toast and they have an entrecote steak, you're still going to have to split their bill. You may as well just join in. If you can't beat them, you have to join.
I'm sure we both have friends who either they or their husbands have been very successful. Most of the people we know locally like that probably already had a certain amount of money as children.
What do you mean? What do I feel about inherited wealth?
But do you feel, how do you feel about people that might have inherited?
I think everybody should be happy in this world, Kelly. I don't begrudge anybody anything that they have.
Money doesn't buy your health.
The rich or
happiness.
We've
got some very good friends that have just come into millions.
Yeah.
And somebody that's very seriously ill. It doesn't buy health.
Money does give you freedom, whether you like it or not. It doesn't make you happy, but it gives you choices that you don't get if you haven't got money.
No. They do say money doesn't buy you happiness, but actually it does, because it makes you more comfortable. It allows you to breathe.
Everybody loves to have loads of money, but what I think the benefit of money, the first benefit is that you sleep at night.
If I put that in, can I
need more then. Did you say
pounds?
Yes. Did you say 40?